Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Today, I wanted to talk to you about why it is that you are not reaching that income goal that you have set for yourself. And it's really, honestly, very simple. I was very inspired after a coaching session that I had this morning. And this woman sells a network, or she sells through a network marketing company. And I asked her this one question. I said, "What is your income goal?" And first off, this is the first thing that you may be doing wrong. You don't know your goal. You just want to be successful. You want to make money. You want this to work. So you don't have an actual goal set for yourself. That is where a lot of people struggle with reaching those successful months, because they don't actually have a goal set. That's not anything for God to work off of. You want money? Okay, here's a dollar. You did not specify how much money you wanted. You were not specific. You did not set a SMART goal for yourself. So that is number one. You were not specific. It was not a measurable goal. So the second thing, and this again is really huge with struggling to reach those goals, and that is that you don't know how to get there. You don't know how to get there. And this was something else that was mentioned on that coaching session. When I asked her, okay, so you want to have $1,000 a month. How are you going to get there? What products do you need to sell in order to reach that goal? What products do you make the most commission off of? How much commission do you make? I asked her all of these really deep questions about her business, and she could not answer it. If you are struggling with reaching that goal, chances are this is probably the step that you are stuck on, is figuring out the how. Figuring out what you need to do to reach that goal. What steps do you need to take? What do you need to sell? What percentage of your income is going to come from certain products? Do you have a specific tier of products for your clients to purchase from you? Like, there's so many things in this step that entrepreneurs miss. And this is something that I work with my clients through, is setting up those steps so that you can reach this step to get to this step to get to that step. And that is how you are going to get to those goals, is setting those tangible steps so that you know, okay, if I want to do this month, then this is what I need to be doing. So if you're not doing that and that's what you're stuck on, then message me, because I don't want you stuck. I don't want you stuck. I want you having those successful months. And it really is that simple. So the next thing, you may have all those set up and you're like, I'm doing all the things, but it's not working for me. I'm doing everything I have been told to do. I have all the trainings. I've done all the courses. I have the one-on-one coach. I have everything, but it's not working for me. You do not believe in yourself. You do not believe you're worthy. You do not believe you are capable. And that is going to be the downfall of your business, is if you can't get past the step. And this is a big step. You have to believe in yourself. I, as a coach, can believe in you as much as I want, and I can cheer you on and be your biggest cheerleader. But if you don't believe in yourself, there's nothing I can do about that. You have to want to believe in yourself. You have to want to reach that goal. You have to believe that you are capable of reaching that goal. And yes, I will be there the entire way helping you as your coach. But if you're not willing to do the work, if you're not willing to set those intentions to achieve those goals, you're going to be stuck, and you will stay stuck, and your business will stay stagnant. You will continue to keep spinning your wheels But you need to believe in yourself. So, if you struggle with any of those, please, please reach out to me and we will figure something out for you. I want to see you successful and thriving and happy and filled with joy and so proud of your business. I want you shouting at the top of your lungs that you did it. I want you to stand up proud and be able to look at your spouse and say, honey, I did it. I did it. Oh my gosh, I did it. I believed in myself and I did it. So take action today. Get through those steps, whether it is, you know, acknowledging that, hey, I am stuck on this step, I need help, or it's acknowledging that you're stuck on that step, so you're going to take action to get to the next step. If God placed something on your heart, you are capable. And I believe in you. And you are supported in all ways.
If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.